A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Zvachim Nun Zayin, Zvachim 57b, pagination is 114. We're going to start midway on the page. The first word on the line is he, and then at the two dots, HaPesach Eino Ne'echal, regarding the Korban Pesach. We're making reference to the Mishnah on Nun Vav Amud Beis 56b, towards the bottom. You're welcome to join me over there if you'd like. It's about 10 lines up. The Mishnah told us, HaPesach in a nechel ela balayla. The Pesach is only eaten at night. It's not eaten during the day that it's shecht. And it's not eaten beyond that night. Ve'in a nechel ela ad chatzos. It's also only eaten until halachic midnight of that night. It's only eaten to those who were accounted for at the time of Shechita. It's got to be planned. And it could only be eaten roasted. So on the topic that the Pesach is only eaten at night and only until Chatzos, the Gemara develops it as follows. Back to Nun Zayin Amud Beis. Mantana. Who is the Tana? The Gemara asks. Amar Rav Yosef Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Rav Yosef explained, it's the Shita, the opinion of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. How does that work? The Tanya, we have Baisa. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, Ne'emar kan balaylo hazeh, it says over here that you eat the Korban Pesach on that night. V'ne'emar lahalon. And it says regarding the miracle of the redemption. Ve'avarti be'eretz Mitzrayim ba'laylo hazeh. I will go through Mitzrayim on that night. Ma'lahalon ad chatzos, afkan ad chatzos. Just like over there, halachic midnight was the clincher. And Hashem instantly destroyed the firstborn of the Mitzrayim. So here also you only get until halachic midnight. And that's the definition of Balaylo Hazeh on that night. Omale Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva responded to such an approach that only gives you until Chatzos halachically. Remember, this is not just a siyog, a guard that you shouldn't do the wrong thing. This is halachically. You can't go beyond midnight. Rabbi Akiva said, you're going to eat it with haste until the time of haste, the time of the redemption. And I have a very easy explanation. What does it mean when it says on this night? Because I would have thought, like all other kodshim that are eaten by day, the day of the Shechita, Talmud Loma Balayla, it can only be eaten at night. Talmud Loma Balayla, Balayla, Yehenechel Ve'inenechel Bayom. It has to be eaten at night and it cannot be eaten by day. So this is the machlokis of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva. It comes up in different places in Shas. It's a very important machlokis because its ramifications, as the Mefarshim say, are going to be, firstly, regarding the Korban Pesach, whether it can be eaten until Chatzos or until the morning time. It's going to have ramifications regarding eating matzah, the afikoman, does it have to be eaten before Chatzos or not? Possibly even regarding halal, according to some opinions. We have this question. Would you be obligated to say even halal before Chatzos? Of course, one could say that midrabbanon, even Rabbi Akiva, would say that you should eat it before Chatzos, kedei laharchik esa'oda minu aveira, as we found in the beginning of Maseches Brachos, to distance oneself from doing an aveira, you make sure to do it much earlier. But again, what is the halachic time that's required in order to fulfill this mitzvah? The Gemara continues, Amale Abaya, Abaya said, Umimai de Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. How do you know that our Mishnah has to be Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah? Ude Oraisa, and you're understanding the concept of Chatzos to be biblical. Dilma de Rabbanon, maybe it's only rabbinically required to do it before Chatzos, as I alluded to a moment ago. Ulaharchik minu Aveira. And we're distancing you from an Aveira. And it could be Rabbi Akiva too. It's only eaten until Chatzos midnight. Midrabanon. How do you know it has to be Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and not Rabbi Akiva Shita? Answers the Gemara. Im kein, if that were true, my Ella ad Chatzos. Why did our Mishnah use a unique wording that it could only be eaten until Chatzos? By the other Karbanos, the wording was, it's eaten until a certain time. To say, Ella, it's only eaten until a certain time, Ella ki hasam, ma hasam de oraisa, kanami de oraisa. When we're going to use such an expression, we mean, just like the other things listed in the Mishnah, which are requirements. And this is also a requirement and not just a siyag, a protection. Let's take a glance at Taisvis Laharchik, towards the bottom of the page where it gets wide in Taisvis lines. And Taisvis asks a kind of global question on the concept of siyog, protection. If we have a siyog concept by Chatzos, midnight, regarding a carbon that's entitled to be eaten through the night, let's say in Carbon Pesach, according to the Shita of Rabbi Akiva, we could approach it, or as we said from the beginning of Maseches Brachos, that they're karbanos that were going to do the cutoff at Chatzos, even though really you could eat it until the morning. Why don't we have such a protection as well during daylight hours regarding karbanos that are able to be eaten during the following day until nighttime? Why don't we have such a laharchik sa'ada minu aveira, to distance a person from the aveira, and say you're only able to eat them until halachik noon, if it's a day eaten carbon? Asks Taisvis, laharchik minu aveira, l'ne'echolim l'shnei yamim v'layla echad, regarding karbanos that are eaten for 2 days and one night, meaning the day it's shecht, the night that follows, and the following day, like a shlamim. Those karbanos, and you could see the edge, even though Taisus doesn't say it openly, he's got a question. It's a little edgy here, like, why is it different? Lo asu chachamim harchaka ad chatzos. We don't find that the chachamim made a distancing until midday, until noon, until chatzos yom. Because that's not so confusing to people. Because people are clear when sunset is. You could see it. You're living in the world, you could see it. Ava balayla, but when dawn will be, eino nikur. That's not so clear to people. Remember that our halachic day starts 72 minutes before sunrise. We have a whole discussion of Mishayakir, when you can recognize a person that you know somewhat, and that would be the time for Talis and Tefillin. That's not such an easy time to identify, and certainly a few minutes before that, to the average person, it still looks dark. And therefore, there's a need, laharchik, to distance. But when it comes to daytime activities, a person will know when the cutoff is. It's interesting that that means Tosfos is learning that this is not just a laharchik minu avera, a distancing, like in general. This is a time-oriented distancing because of confusion of when the transition will be. And says Tosfos that during the day we don't have this confusion because a person can tell when the day is ending and does not have the confusion regarding noon. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.